Umar says, Ahudi Yomale Lechavri. A man said to his friend, Nich Seilecho, I want all my property to go to you. V'yachrecha l'ploini. And after you, when you die, then it should go to somebody else, not to your children. Now again, Berishan Royal Yoshev. This first person was one of his sons, somebody fitting to get him at Teres Yerusha. So, Havishach Rishon, what happened was the first one died. So also, Shemi, the second person came, Kotova, wanted to collect the property. Listen, the father said the true went to the first son, but after him it comes to me. So Sava, Rav Elish, Kami, the Rav Lameima. Rav Elish thought to say in front of Rava that Shani Nami Shalko true, the Shani should take it, since he said Achrecho, and he's Achrecho, he should take it. Oh, Malay, he answered back, no, Daini, the Chatzasto, Hochi, Daini, that a Daini, the Patsun is like this, is the Pshat, he doesn't know the Locha. He's not making a compromise, but that's not the Locha, because love, isn't it? Hainu, the Sholach Ravacha, Bar Ravavio, that he sent back to him, that since the first one received the Bateros Yerusha, the Klal is Yerusha in Lehefzik. So therefore the first one keeps it, and the second one does not get it. So Gemara says, Ichsif, he became embarrassed, like he made a mistake. He was embarrassed. So Kori led and he called back. Then Kori, Rova, wanted to be Menachemim, and he said this posek, Ani Hashem, Bosa Achishna, Hashem comes, and he will heal up the Tzadikim. Shram says, Ba'is, Shatzadikim, Tzvichim, Yeshua, Chodesh Baruch Hu, Mamtilem, that Chodesh Baruch Hu helps them. So here also, Hashem will help you. But that's the lochataka, that when the first son receives the Vateros Yerusha, he keeps it. And when he dies, the second one does not take it, because Ein Yerusha Hefsik, once he gets the Vateros Yerusha, it goes down the line, his son gets it, his son, it stays in his Mishpacha. Now the Mishnah says, HaKoysev es nechosov li'achirim, if somebody writes off his property to somebody else, v'niach es bonov, and he does not leave off anything for his own children, so locher is masho also osui. What the father did he could do, he can give away all his property for a present to somebody else, elo just yishino, ein ruach hachom nechemeno, the chom do not like this. If he left the chom, they would say no. The Chum would want that a father should leave over the Taras Yerusha his property to his own children. He should not be Yoker the Nachlo Midiraisa. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, he says it depends. In Lehoya Bon of Noigim Kishura, Zochalatov, if his children are not acting nicely, then Zochalatov, then the father has the right, Lechatchila, to give away for present all his property to somebody else, and his children will not receive Yerusha at all. So Mar says, Yiboyli, we have a question like this. Mi pligi rabbonon olay, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, oiloi, like does the Tanakhama argue on Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel or not? Maybe the Tanakhama is only talking about where the son is a good son. Then it's ein ruach hachom nechemenu. But maybe where the son is bad, they agree. So Toshma, come and bring your proof. It says, the Yosef ben Yoezer, hoyoloi ben, he had a son, shloi hoyonoi kashura. He was not acting nicely. Heavenly Elisa the Dinri. He had a lot of money, had like a bundle of money. So come, the father got up. Akdashay, he was makdashit. Like instead of giving it, leaving it over to Yerusha, to his son, he made it a hegdish. Also, what happened with his son was Nosev Bas Godo Klilo Diyani Malka. He married a daughter of the one that was making the crowns for the king. Elida de Vesua. It happened then that his wife gave birth. So Zovin lo binte, the son, the bad son of Yosef ben Yoezer, bought a fish for his wife. Zovin le binte, Kora, they opened up the fish. Ashkach bo magalisa, they found inside of the diamond, a big diamond inside the fish. Is Omrulay, so his wife said to him, le timtai le malka, don't stop sell it or give it to the king. The shakri lo minoch b'demei klilo. They'll take it away from you at a very cheap price. They won't pay it too much. But rather, she said, zil amti lagabi gizbori. Go sell it like to the Beis Hamikdash. Go bring it to the Jews. Bring it to the gizbor. And v'lo tisharmu, you do not say how much it's worth at. Why? Tiyamiros l'gvoya kimsiros l'hedjit. Because just speaking it out is like you're giving it away to Hegdish. So you'd say how much it's worth, that means like you mean right away to be matnashit, to give it to them. So rather you do not say a price, but rather let them quote a price. Psalm 2, he brought it to them, Shamu Batleser Aliyot de Dinri. They said it was worth $13,000. Amrulay, so the Chum said to him like this, listen, Sheva Ika, 7,000 we have, Shisleka, 6 we don't have yet. Omelus, who said like this, Sheva Havli, okay, give me the 7,000. Shis Harehen Mukdoshes Lishamayim, the extra 6,000, I'll be Makdish and I'll let you keep it. Omdu, so they got off the coast, so they wrote down like this, Yosef ben Yerezah, the father, Hichnes Achas. He only brought in $1,000 to Hegdish. But the deek is going to be Hichnes. Mashmi did something good that he brought her into Hegdish. Ubenoi Hichnes Sheish, but his son even did better, brought in 6,000 to Hegdish. That's one Gersa. Vika the army, some said the Gersa was like this, that Yosef ben Yerezah, Hichnes Achas. He only brought in one. Ubenoi Hoitzi Sheva. His son took out 7, though. But I call upon the Midu Kamri Hichnis, since it says a lotion like the father was Hichnis, brought into Hegdish 1,000, Mechlau the Shaper Ovid, Mashmi did good, so Mashmi the Chomim will also agree to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that if your son is not Noi Keshura, you have a right to give away Yibin Echosim to Hegdish or to give it away to somebody else. So Gemara says maybe no, Adarav, just the opposite. Midu Kamri Hichnis, Mechlau, Adra Midukamri Hoitzi, since that he took out, Mechlau the love shop of it. He did not do good. Elamiholek Lamashmino, Mahmi can't bring any proof. But I call upon my heavier law, what's the maskono? Torshema, Tiomale Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, shouldn't know, like my good Talmud, Loiteheve be Evure Achsanto. You should not be somebody that gives away a Yerusha. Like take away the property from your children. Even from a bad son to a good son. From a son to a daughter. In other words, the Tanakhama really argues on the Shimon ben Gamliel. And it's not right. It's not right to take away a din Yerusha. They wanted that the father's property should go equally to the son's. And a father should not take away the property, even from a bad son, to give it to a good son. So here we see that the Tanakhama, the Chomim, do argue on Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Mashmah, this is the halacha, that a father should not, like, take away, dissolve the din Yerusha. Even though one son is not acting so nice, still he should leave it, that his son should yashin him equally. Okay, we'll stop here.
Or just again, what we do, let's come again. Kuf Lamed Gimel on the base. Let's a ton of rabbon, let's four lines. Maisa biyod mechel leftor as a person, shlohoye bon of neigel kishuva. He had children, but they didn't act nice. So therefore, Omad v'kosav nechosav liyonasan ben Azil. He went to his father and rode away all his Nechosman's property and gave it away for a present to Yonasan ben Azil. In other words, that his son, his bad son, should not receive the Yerusha. Ma'os Yonasan ben Azil, what did Yonasan ben Azil do? So Mochashlish, one third of the property he sold. Fihikdishlish, one third of the property he gave with Makdish. Kertagdish, Fihechfer the Bonav Shlish, but he went and returned one third of the property Hitaka gave back to his son, to the bad son, and gave him back one third. So it could be that's a little bit like we paskin before. I remember before paskin really, it's not right to take away Yerusha from your son. Even though he's a bad son, still it's not nice to take it away from him. So therefore, here that the father took it away from the son, could be that's why Yonasan ben Azil went and gave back one third to the son. So what happened was, like Shammai came to argue against Yonasan ben Azil, and he came to like with a stick, and with a stick about Tamila was vague, as if to say, like, how do you have a right to give it back to the son? In other words, the whole reason why the father gave you the present was that the son should not receive it, so you have no right to give it back to the son. Omalei, so Yonasan ben Uziel said back to Shammai, Omalei Shammai, Yema Toyoch, Olohitzias Masha Macharti, O Masha Hekadashti, A Toyoch, Olohitzi Masha Zarti. Now Yonasan said like this, listen, if you hold that I sold to somebody else, or that I was Maktish, if you hold you could take it away from me, and say like it's all bottle, so then true, then I'll agree to you that Yochel Hoitzi Masher Zarti, that you have a right to force me to take it back the third that I gave this son. We'll soon explain what he meant to say. But